and we're heading into the final weekend before Election Day. The last jobs report before you go to the polls is out today, and the government says employers added about 171,000 jobs last month. Today's report also showed hiring was stronger in August and September than first thought. However, the unemployment rate did tick up a tenth of a point to 7.9%.
Joining us now live, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hiya, Gwen.
4 days.
Four days. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. You know, I almost can't watch TV anymore because there are so many political ads. Enough, uncle.
You are not alone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's talk about these jobless numbers and how each campaign apparently has the opportunity to spin it whatever way they want.
And because both campaigns can spin it whatever way they want, what we end up is a wash. The only thing that was going to be beneficial to, say, the challenger is if he were able to use today's job numbers to say, see, President Obama is still digging us into a hole. Instead, what we have seen Mitt Romney saying today on the campaign trail is he promised it would be lower, and it's not lower. A lot of Americans already decided it's not going lower anytime fast. The truth of the matter is these job numbers exceeded expectations. They revised numbers upward from the previous couple of months, and the president is still saying the same thing he said all the time, which is it's good, but it should be better, which means that basically we're right where we were before. In a political sense, it doesn't really help or hurt, which is good news for the president.
On the Hurricane Sandy front, from the folks you're talking to, is the way the president handled it or the way Mitt Romney acted in the wake of Sandy, is that going to have any bearing on this election?
Well, Mitt Romney did what a challenger can do. He doesn't have any constitutional role to do anything. He can't get an Air Force One, Marine One helicopter and fly up and down the coast. He can't order the Department of Emergency Management to do anything about it, whereas that's all what the president can do. And the one thing that we know after that first debate, that people looked at the president and thought, is he present? Does he want to be president anymore? He didn't seem like he was present for this. Whereas here, he was fully present. He came off the campaign trail, went out and got the big embrace from Chris Christie, the Republican governor, and Romney's surrogate. And that's because, you know, acts of God and politics are sometimes not so far apart. And there was nothing that Mitt Romney could do to except pause at the beginning of every speech, as he's still doing, and acknowledge that there should be contributions made to the Red Cross. It's a tough thing to exploit a natural disaster where people are suffering, but if you happen to be the guy with the big job, you win the day.
Gwen, quickly before we go, is there any idea whether or not the massive blackouts in the New York metro area will affect voting?
I have not heard anything like that, in part because we've got until Tuesday for them to get everything up and running, and in part because New York is not a particularly competitive state. It's generally considered to be a slam-dunk blue state for Barack Obama. I don't know whether it might have some results on local elections in a way that it wouldn't affect the national election, but probably not the national election.
All right. Can't wait to see the show tonight. Thanks, Gwen.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill and National Journal tonight at 8 on TV 26.